Step right up and gather around. Tall folks, kindly at the back, please. I am Professor Gruntsplatter, and I am the curator of this here spookatorium. I have sifted the globe to bring you lovely folks, and ones just like you, a listening experience that will mark your very soul. Through these doors are wonders and horrors, and maybe even a laugh or two, because I can't have you dying on me now, can I? You'll hear music that has been touched by the hand of God, whichever one you might favor, and suckled at the devil's teeth. Some were born with an extra limb, and others too few. But all have a place in this great green world, and you folks have an opportunity in front of you. Will you take a chance and step across this threshold towards something unknown, or will you saddle up to the concession stand and always wonder what you missed? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Professor Gruntsplatter's Spookatorium. There will be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones, come with me.
To Thank you.
Hello again. Welcome back to Professor Grunsplatter's Spookatorium. It is episode number 6. Opening up the show today was Silence of the Setting Sun from Amber Asylum. Following that was a track from a project called Plan E, which features one of the guys from Impaled Nazarene, but I can't remember which one at the moment. That track is called My Skeleton. And then after that was Uninvited Guest from Murder Incorporated. That is basically the musicians from Killing Joke with Chris Conley on vocals. That project was around, I think the album came out in 92, and then all of those guys sort of got back together again and did a new project called The Damage Manual. So Chris Conley, Killing Joke guys, there you go. Let's see. Coming up next, we've got Tunnel of Love from Slab. Change. Okay, and once again, if you happen to hear one of your songs on the show and you don't want it on the show, let me know, and I will take care of it. Managed to squeeze another episode in this week. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it or not, as things are getting hectic around here in life for the professor. And I do still plan to have a two-hour Halloween show coming up before too terribly long. Let's see. The first track in that set was from Slab, a big influence on bands like Godflesh and the like. That track was called Tunnel of Love. Following that, I guess, was Goiter Song from Controlled Bleeding. And rounding that one out was a project called Elhaz, and the track's called Glory. Coming up, this is David Chenery and the Lonesome Valley Singers with In the Pines.
She wouldn't need it, for she would be back in she said you lied. For a moment there I thought that I might cry, but I fixed my hat, turned my collar to the wind, for I knew this pretty woman had to die. Above us sang the mournful whippoorwill as I dragged my darling Jessie to the branch there by the mill. And there we bowed our heads and asked for blessings from above. And that my darling Jessica was nigh consumed by love. And I kept her heart, for it was mine. But I left her bloody skull there in the pines. And I made my bread with a flour from the mill, where the bones of darling Jessie were ground fine.
This new time maims to come to some bad end. With a sheriff calling, stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. And one day his daddy took a $10 bill and he tucked it in his hand. He said, I could tell you're headed for trouble, son, and your mama wouldn't understand. So he took that money in his brother's old bay and left without a word of thanks. Fell in with a crowd in some border town, took to robbing banks. Luck will run out fast, and a few years came and went, till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene with all before she'll spin. And he realized praying was the only thing that he hadn't ever tried. Well, he wasn't sure he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. Said you don't owe me nothing, and as far as I know, Lord, don't owe nothing to you. Well, I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord, just a little bit of luck to do. And you know I ain't never prayed before, but it always seemed to me that praying's the same as begging, Lord, I don't take no charity. Yeah, but right now, Lord, I'm back to the wall. Can't help but recall how they nearly hung man for stealing a horse in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Judge Parker said guilty and the gavel came down like a cannon shot. And I went away quietly and I began to file my plot. Well, I sent the preacher down to my cell. He said, Lord is your only hope. He's the only friend that you're gonna have when you hit the inner Parker's rope. And I guess he could have kept on preaching to Christmas, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat and that's the deputy for the key. All I ever had, as I'm sure you already know, I had some help from you, Lord. The devil himself's been strictly touch and go. Yeah, but who in the hell am I talking to? There ain't no one here but me. And then the cop pulled his pistols and he spit in the dirt and he walked out in the street.
That was Tom Ames' Prayer from Steve Earle. One of my very favorite songs, and containing one of the best lyrics that I think I've ever heard. I'll let you guess which one. Previous to that was the Pine Box Boys with I Kept Her Heart, and opening that up was David Chenery and the Lonesome Valley Singers with In the Pines. Coming up next, the Pilgrim Song from Consono. This album didn't seem to get nearly the interest or the buzz that their first record
did, which was a collection of old stuff on Cold Meat Industry. This one is a little more structured and not quite as ambient, but I really ended up enjoying it quite a bit. And as far as I know, they haven't done anything since this. So this is Consono with the Pilgrim Song.
Thank you.
All right, we've pretty much reached the end of the show again. Thanks for tuning in to Professor Grunsplatter Spookatorium. I appreciate it, as always. If you want to get in touch with the show or myself, spookatorium@cryonicmind.org is the email address. And you can also leave a comment on the blog at spookatorium.blogspot.com. The last song you heard there was entitled "O" from Nico Scorpio. Nico has been around for a long time. He was involved in the Funeral Doom Pioneers Thurgathon. He's also in a project called This Empty Flow, and has had several sort of smaller projects, all of them diverse and usually pretty dependable as far as the quality goes. Previous to that was Mambo Witch from A Split Second, and opening that setup was the Pilgrim Song from Consono. Underneath today, I have been playing Autosomal from Naja. It's a side project of Aiden Baker, who also has a bunch of projects himself. My apologies to those of you who didn't heed the warning and listen to the Pizza Hut song last week. It's probably still ringing in your ears. As penance, today I will leave you with an epic from the Austrian band Summoning. This is A Distant Flame Before the Sun. Thanks.